After 6 days without food or water, Terry Schiavo, a comatose Florida woman at the center of a bitter right-to-die case, is receiving rehydrating fluids at a St. Petersburg hospital. Yesterday, Florida's legislature and governor intervened to continue her life. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
They called it Terry's Bill. The Florida legislature had gathered this week to talk about economic development, but what dominated the session was the plight of Terry Schiavo. Schiavo went into cardiac arrest in 1990 and has never fully regained consciousness. She's now 39 years old, and doctors say she's severely brain damaged and in a persistent vegetative state. Though she had no living will, her husband, Michael Schiavo, says his wife told him she never would have wanted to continue living in such a state. He petitioned the courts to take her off her feeding tubes and, as he said, let her die with dignity. The courts agreed, and Terry was taken off her feeding tubes last Wednesday, despite the desperate objections of her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler. Many in the legislature also found the notion of letting her die to be intolerable. One was State Senator Skip Campbell.
Probably the most important thing that struck me in this particular case is the method by which we are asked to take away this life or allow it to be taken away. And folks, that's by starvation.
Court after court had supported Michael Schiavo's quest to let his wife die, but those rulings swayed few in the legislature. The bill, carefully crafted to aid only Terry Schiavo, allows the governor to circumvent the court orders and her husband's wishes and order Terry to be put back on the feeding tubes. Within an hour of the bill's passage, the governor did just that.
This gives, in a very limited window of opportunity, the chance to allow a woman who may have said that she wanted to not sustain life with life support, but she didn't say she wanted to be starved to death.
Within hours of the governor's order, Terry Schiavo was transported from her hospice near St. Petersburg and taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital, where doctors reinserted hydrating tubes. Outside the hospice, Terry's father, Bob Schindler, and her sister, Suzanne, were ecstatic.
The fact that this has happened is just incredible.
I think it's a miracle, an absolute miracle.
If anything, you restore your faith in God.
The family hopes that Terry perhaps can be brought back with physical therapy. They say Terry often opens her eyes and even smiles. But it's a false hope, says Kenneth Goodman, a University of Miami professor and head of the state's bioethics network.
It's one of the cruelest tricks that biology can play, and your heart goes out to loved ones. They think their dear one is actually communicating with them, because that's what it looks like. But that's not what's happening, according to the neurologists.
Goodman, as well as a number of doctors who have examined Schiavo, say it's unlikely she'll ever recover. Husband Michael Schiavo's lawyer, George Phalos, said the new law means the fight is no longer just about Terry.
It's about the rights of every one of us to control our own lives. It's about whether your choices will be honored through the courts of this land. It's about whether the governor and the legislature have the right to tell you what your medical treatment decision should be.
Schiavo and Phalos immediately tried to get an injunction to stop the state, but two circuit court judges turned them down. However, they were given 5 more days to present further arguments. Philip Davis, NPR News.